This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Atlanta's independent booksellers have had a very tough time the last few years. Some very high-profile names like The Outright have gone out of business. Others are struggling. In East Atlanta Village, Bound to Be Read Books has survived for 8 years, but now it is for sale. Jeff McCord is the owner. He is with us now. Jeff, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate it.
Why are you selling? You sent a note out to the folks who are regulars at the bookstore. Why sell now?
Well, it's been a difficult decision, but personal circumstances have required me to really look at what we're doing and what we can do to keep the store going into the future. We have survived a pretty significant recession the last few years. And now we're looking at other challenges that are facing all the bookstores, e-readers, online sales, that sort of thing. And my personal circumstances mean that I am not able to devote the time that is required to make it work.
You have a job with the state, right? And that's your full-time job, isn't it?
That's correct, yeah. I have a full-time 8-hour-a-day job, and then I say that the bookstore is my full-time 10-hour-a-day job, so it adds up to a lot.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, obviously, family considerations are a big part of this, but I would imagine in a perfect world, you'd probably be selling books instead of trying to hold down two jobs. So if the store can't make it with you holding down another job, what would make you think it could make it any other way?
Well, the situation is that I had intended to get the store up on its feet and then retire from the state early. And then the recession came along, and so I yielded the advice of a friend of mine who said, don't quit your day job, so I just kept working. And now, here it is 8 years later, and I am at the point now where I really need to go ahead and finish out my retirement. So I've got a few years left to do that. The store has stood on its own, pretty much. I have not, other than, just my labor, I have not been having to prop it up to any great degree. So it has pretty much stood on its own. It's kind of on the edge of making it, and I think if somebody who could devote the full-time hours during the day were able to take that up and do what needs to be done during the day when I'm actually, doing my day job, that they could probably make it work.
So would that be your answer to someone who says, hey, look, if you're that much on the edge, especially in East Atlanta Village, which is an area where there would presumably be lots of lovers of independent bookstores, who would think that it would be a viable enough proposition that they would want to buy it?
Well, we'll see, I guess. We've already had some interest from some folks who have stepped forward. And I can give them a list. I will give them a list of things that I would like to be doing now that I'm just not able to do, that I think, would make the difference between a struggling bookstore and a successful bookstore. More events, more off-site events, more outreach in the community, more community education. We need to educate our consumers. We've got the best customers in the world. I go to book conferences and hear other people complain about customers, and I'm like, we just don't have that. We've got the best customers in the world. They're always so supportive and so encouraging, and we really appreciate that. We just need more of them, and we need more folks to recognize the impact of their buying decisions. I think that's starting to happen a little bit. I think people are realizing that when they buy online or when they are shopping online, that they're sending their money out of the community, and people are starting to realize that hurts their local economies. And so I think we'll see more of that. I think that retailers like bookstores and others that are feeling the effects of online shopping need to be more active in educating their consumers, educating their communities. So those are some of the things that I think someone who has the daytime hours to put in could actually do to make it successful.
But you mentioned the challenge of the growth of e-readers and online sales, and those continue to grow.
Yeah.
As you look toward the future, would a new owner be able to, even with all of the community outreach you talked about, be able to confront those challenges successfully?
Well, I guess we'll see, won't we? I mean, that's something that all booksellers, not just independents, but even, you know, the big Barnes & Noble and big box stores are facing. But I was just talking to a friend this morning at a conference, and he said that he had mostly gone to e-readers, but he misses his books, and he is starting to shift back to, you know, physical books. And we're hearing that from folks across the board. Even as more people are taking up e-books, the early adopters are saying, you know, I miss my old book. I miss my real books. It's a different experience that, you know, ultimately I think that people will want to find a balance between e-books and their physical books that means that the bookstores are not ever going to completely go away. So there's definitely a niche for physical booksellers.
But there is a new generation that is growing up with nothing else except either e-readers or, let's say, online. Will you be able to get them to enjoy books the way that their parents and perhaps even older siblings do?
That's a great question. I don't know what the future holds in terms of technology and e-books, but the book is a technology that has been around for a really long time, and it has evolved and survived, and I'm optimistic that it's going to be around for a while longer.
But can independent booksellers, the small shop that may not do the huge volume, can they survive? Can Bound to Be Read be around in another, let's say, 8 years?
I hope so. I think there are some things that can be done to make that happen. Booksellers, we are not a hugely diverse store. We have over 50 different categories of books. We don't do a lot of gifts and other things like that. A lot of successful bookstores now are getting more into, you know, other markets, other, you know, gifts. Some bookstores are even selling e-readers, which we have not. So I think there are lots of things that could be done. And I think that the landscape for bookselling, I think over the next 3 to 5 years is going to change a lot. And I think that's probably going to be an opportunity for independent booksellers as well. So when Borders went out of business, we saw a lot of folks coming to independents and saying, you know, gosh, we want you guys to still be around and we want to support you. And I think that, you know, that wake-up call is coming again.
So you think some of the problems that the big box stores are having and have had may actually open up opportunities for the smaller independents?
I don't wish ill on anybody, whether it's big box or independent, but I think that is the case. I think we'll see an opportunity for independents to pick up some of that business, you know, as the big boxes continue to struggle, and we'll see.
Certainly Atlanta, as we know from the Decatur Book Festival, is one of the centers in the country for physical book lovers. Why have the independents, and Bound to Be Read is just one, have had to work so hard just to make it?
People love technology, and they don't really think. I do it myself. You know, I do things online sometimes, and I don't even think about the impact of that. So the early adopters for the e-books were our best customers because they're the ones that read all the time. And so their families and friends bought them e-readers, you know, at first Christmas. They were like, oh, this is great. And they just didn't even think about, you know, the impact on the physical word, the printed book or bookstores. And so that's why I say it's going to be an education issue with booksellers and others that are affected by online sales to let folks know that there's an impact to this. And if you value your local economy, if you value your local shops, if you value, you know, the physical book and being able to see that and access that, then we have to make decisions and we have to consciously think about what we're doing with our purchasing.
How long will you wait to see whether you have a buyer before you might have to simply close the doors?
I think, you know, with the early feedback we've been getting, it has been encouraging. I think if somebody's going to step up, that they'll do it within, a fairly timely manner. But I don't have a specific time frame in terms of when I'm going to have to be. Our landlord has been very good with us. He's been very, very good to work with us. He'd like to see a bookstore stay there. So he's not standing over us saying you got to be out by a certain date or anything like that. So we're going to play it by ear. We'll see if we get some serious consideration in the next couple months and just kind of go from there.
Now, here's probably something that would bring buyers in. You have a cat who's sort of the mascot for the place, Kona. Does Kona come with the store or does Kona go with you?
Kona has announced her intention to retire when we turn the store over to the new owner, and she wants to write her firmware.
Okay. Jeff McCord is looking for a buyer for his East Atlanta Village bookstore, Bound to Be Read. Jeff, thanks very much for being with us, and we'll keep up with you.
Thank you, Dennis. My pleasure. Appreciate it.